Brachos, Daf Lamed. The Gemara, we ended up in the bottom of Kof Tes Amid Beis. The Gemara yesterday discussed from the comment on the Mishnah, Rav Leo was Makabel Tanchumim on the loss of his Eved Tabo, and the Talmidim asked him why, and he explained that he was special, he was a kosher. And then the Gemara went on to others who Makabel Tanchumim al Shifkasam, and then Reish Lakish on his Talmud, because Talmud Kibbani, even though Allah is not allowed to be Makabel Divri Tanchumim on a Shura, on Ebeis HaKvaros, and when people say Amokim Yinachem, you're not supposed to do that unless it's from the Zion Krovim. Yet Reish Lakish did so on his Talmud because he was Talmud Kibbano. So in the Gemara today, continues, we left off in the bottom of Kof Tes Amid Beis, what exactly was the hesped that Reish Lakish gave on his Talmud. From that, the Gemara, throughout today's daf, goes to a lot of fascinating agadata of different hesbedim that were given on Amaroyim, Tamidim, and subsequently goes on to hear some other stories about going to Eretz Yisrael, things that they saw, they were Mashana, they changed. And there's some really fascinating agadata, and particularly one incredible yisod about HaKadosh Baruch Hu's taking of tzaddikim, well, they're young. The reason for that, we'll mention that as we get to it a little bit later. Fascinating Gemara. Says the Gemara, Ayil v'ifta ilui. Gemara says, Reish Lakish went ahead and he said he was Makabel Tanchumim on the death of his Talmud, Reb Chiya bar Ado. So he considered like a son. The Gemara discusses what was his eulogy? What was it, the hesped that he gave? The famous pasuk, it's often used in Hespedim. The Gemara pasuk in Shir Hashirim, Dei di Yorad Lagano Lagago, excuse me, Lagano Larugas Habosem. The pasuk says that my beloved had gone down to his garden, Larugas Habosem, to a bed of fragrant spices, Liros Kaganim, to graze in the gardens, Balashan Rabim Ganim, and the pasuk comments at the pasuk Lo Tzorchel Do di Yorad Lagano. It should have said, since it said in the pasuk, my beloved went down to his garden, Belashan Yachid, to what is the end of the pasuk of Liros Beganim, to look into his gardens. Liros Beganim, Lashan Rabim, what's the purpose of, what's the Kiddush of the pasuk? What's the Torah telling you? The Gemara says that Doidi Zeh HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it interprets the pasuk that Doidi is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Doidi, we went down, Yorad Legano, went down to his Gan, which means Zeh Oilam, means this world, went down to this world, and Larugas Abaisim in Yisrael, that refers to the Larugas Abaisim, the fragrant spices refers to Klal Yisrael, and Ladas Liros Baganim, Veloshan Rabim, Elu Umosol, this is Umos Oilam. What does that mean, Klal Yisrael versus Umos Oilam? What does it mean? What does HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yorad Legano, what does it mean? So the Gemara explains, the Elu Tzadik Mishlakal Vineyim, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes to take Shoshanim, take the rose, picks roses, means Elu Tzadikim Mishlakal Vineyim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes the Tzadikim that are removed from Klal Yisrael. They're considered the Shoshanim, considered the choices of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's lot, of HaKadosh Baruch Hu has in this world, the Tzadikim are the Shoshanim. Mashal, mashal. And the Gemara gives for that a mashal. Look at Lashon of Pnei Moshe. He says, what is the Torah telling you? What's la ruga saboisim? So he says, Yeshpem ezet tzadik lokech mehem abedavkal Yisrael. Because Baruch Hu is a special tzadik. Because Baruch Hu takes it at certain times. He'll take that tzadik away from Klal Yisrael. And what's the reason why HaKadosh Baruch Hu does that? Says the Gemara Mashal of Dama Doma, compared to a Mashal. Malash Ayala Ben, there's a king that had a son, Vayichav Avalav Yosi Midai. He loved his son more than anything else. Masa, what did the king do for the son? Natal Pardes. He planted him a Pardes. Beautiful Pardes, filled with all kinds of incredible, beauty, wonderful things. Things that are growing special, all kinds of special fruit and trees that grow from here. And the Gemara says, when the son is doing what the father wants him to do, HaKadosh Baruch Hu travels, the father, referring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, travels the entire world, Is there a best, most beautiful thing growing in the world, someplace across the entire world? When he plants it in his orchard, you know, he planted the most beautiful thing in honor of his son, who he loves so much. But what he does is when his son is behaving, the king, the father, looks throughout the world to find the best thing to plant in his field, in his paradise. When the son does not do what the father and he angers the father, the father comes and cuts down all the things that are growing in his garden. Looks throughout the world, the sees is there a tzaddik in umos ha'olam, a righteous person in umos ha'olam, be able to go ahead to bring him to be davak b'Yisrael, to be part of Klal Yisrael. Kagan Yisro v'rachav, like Yisro v'rachav, these great tzaddikim in umos ha'olam. A fascinating medrash. The medrash explains that the medrash in Shir HaShirim, that when Klal Yisrael is behaving, HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks throughout the world to find something else, another precious flower to plant in a precious plant to plant in Klal Yisrael. How do you do that? How do you plant something in Klal Yisrael? So the Gemara says, Yisrael Rachav, like Yisrael Rachav, they were goyim, they were olam, they were memesedus olam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw them, and he brought Yisrael into Klal Yisrael. He brought Rus. He brought Rachav into Klal Yisrael. Rachav was the famous innkeeper, and then when Yeshua sent it to the two spies to come into to look at the Eretz Yisrael, Yeshua and Kalev, and they were found, and Rachav found them and hid them, and she did that. She Tanakh goes into Arichos exactly how she hid them, with great threat or danger to her own life, but she went and she saved them. And Mamela Dugmar said that she after they came into Eretz Yisrael, so the Yeshua spared them, her and her family. And there's a sheet of the Gemara that she actually came and married, Yeshua actually married her. And from there came out the tremendous number of eight Nevi'im came from them. This is the greatness that to Yisrael. So she came into Klal Yisrael. It was a tremendous flower that HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought Yisrael and Rachav and brought him into Klal Yisrael. The Medrash also quotes others, Rus, Mohivi, Mar, Baba Basra, Rus, and Atinonis also, with some opinion in the Gemara, in the Medrash, that in Sanhedrin, he converted as well. He was Megayer. So these are the precious things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes in and brings into Klal Yisrael, joins them to Klal Yisrael. When these people anger, when Klal Yisrael angers HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Mesalek HaTzadikim Mishmei, HaKadosh Baruch Hu removes to take the Tzadikim, those are the best in Klal Yisrael, and takes them away. Shoshana, he plucks a special flower and he takes them away from being part of Klal Yisrael. So the Gemara said, therefore, this was the same idea over here. Reish Lakish's Hespin on his Talmud, Reb Chiya Bar Ado, said that he was such a precious neshama that because Klal Yisrael wasn't doing what they're supposed to be, HaKadosh Baruch Hu picked Shoshanim Yodah Degano, and he picked Reb Chiya Bar Ado, took him away from Klal Yisrael, such a special gift, a special plant, a special spice, took away from Klal Yisrael. This was the hesped he gave, and this is a hesped used very often when a young person, a righteous person, dies. So we use this hesped as well, the hesped of Reish Lakish, of HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yorad Lagano. HaKadosh Baruch Hu took a shoshanim, he took a precious flower from his paradise of Klal Yisrael. And again, it means not because of the sins of that person, but rather the sins of the generation. Says the Gemara, it was a Maisa. Chibar Abba v'chubartis. This Talmud of Chibar Abba shows how great he was. He was Maisa with Talmud v'chibar Abba v'chubartis. He was him and his students, his chaverim. Is the Marim of Yosef v'chidah. Some say Rabbi Yechalel after Chavrusa. Is the Marim of Akiva. Some say the stories of Rabbi Akiva in his class. How Yosef v'chibar Abba v'chubartis to come chadu te'ina. They were sitting and they were studying Torah. Gemara says, that was the minute, they were sitting and learning, he would give shir to his Talmidim under Chatina, on a particular fig tree. Avi Mari, the tenets of Karetz, like El Yom. And the owner of the fig tree would come before the Rebbe, whether it was Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba or Rabbi Kiva, whoever it was, before they came to give the shir under this fig tree, he would go ahead and he would cut off the figs from it. When the Chacham heard this, Gemara says, Shemech Hashtenu, they were afraid maybe he's doing because he thinks that we're going to take the figs away. And he's accusing us. He's Choshed. We're going to take away the figs that belong to us, even though it's not out. We're stealing your figs. Nachalas Kamenu, let's go change our place where we sit, in order that they shouldn't be considered, they shouldn't be Choshed us that we're going to taking his figs. Gemara says, next day, the owner of the fig tree came at a taina, and he saw that they were sitting in a different place. Amalan, he said, "They're Mary, my masters. I've had the mitzvah even the even this one mitzvah that I had that you allowed me to do. You let them people go ahead and learn under my fig tree. You gave me a schus. You're taking that away from me also now. Even the one schus that I don't have the schus to sit and learn together with you. I'm not roi. But at least you sat under my fig tree, you learned Torah. Now you take that away." So Amarlani said, "No, we didn't do that. We didn't just take it away. We left because we thought that you were mocked, but you think we're taking your figs." Aminon, we said, "Maybe Chayshid has to take his figs. Let's go sit someplace else." But Safrach and Mahmoud Yasson, the next morning they came and told them, "No, you're wrong. The reason I did away for the reason is because there's a it's better for the fig. Zerukal of Chamach is Lui Tanasera. Next day I didn't go in, take them away in the morning. I didn't take away the figs. And the ones that were ripe, the sun came out and the ones became all wormy. Because the ones that are ripe, you have to take away right away. The sun ruins them. That's the only reason why I took them." So Masa Shamar Lev and the Chama saw that, or so they said, "Balatena Yodei Masa Onsa Shaltena Lilkot." The owner of a fig tree knows when to take away his figs before they get ruined. How you looked, and he would take them before we came to give the shear. We learned a great lesson from it. That's Pshat in the Pasig. Kakadosh Baruch Yodei Masa Yonosa and Shaltika Masalik Ben Oilam. Because Baruch knows when the righteous people are in this world are going to be removed because they're going to get wormy. They're going to sin. V'Masalik Kamen Kakadosh Baruch takes them before they sin. We know that we have the Chazal tell us, Rashi brought down that Chanoch in Rashi's Bereishis, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took him away before he was going to go and become evil, become bad. He was going to come and become a Rasha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu took him away while he was still a Tzaddik. So too, that here as well, that the HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows, we learn from this guy, he knows when to take away his figs. So too, HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows when to take away a Tzaddik before he'll go ahead and become wrong, become a sin, and therefore the like the Prima Charedim is a Rachman Rishonim. I'm going to go back when he's there and take away before he becomes even before he sins. So in other words, the reason HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes away tzaddikim, number one, as we said before, because of the sins of the tzibur, sins of Klal Yisrael. The other thing is because we're afraid. Another reason he brings down Shema Yarichu Yomim Tekto, the Rashi Slosan. Maybe when he gets older, he'll sin. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes him away before he takes him away when he's righteous, before he sins. The Gemara says another hespit. When Rabun Brachia was Nifter young, so his Rebbe got up, gave a hespit on him. And he quoted the Pasuk in Kehelas, Masuka Shnasa Oved. Sweet is the work of the Oved, the ones who work. Shnasa Oved, Yoshanin, I don't say he will sleep, but rather, Ela Ma'atim Arba Yochel, will a little bit eat a little bit or sleep a little bit. Eat a little bit or Arba, a little bit or a lot. Which means, again, what does Shnas doesn't mean? Learning means learning. What does it mean, sleep? What is the Pasuk referring to? What does it mean? It means that a person who learns Torah, whether he dies young and he learns a lot or he learns a little bit, he will enjoy his reward in Olam Haba. Kol Hashana Halachos, Muftal Ben Olam Haba. He'll be Zocha. So this person who died young, whether he learned a little bit or a lot, he'll enjoy the fruits of his learning in the Olam Haba. What is it compared to? What is this mashal? The life of this Rabbi Bachan who died young. Case of a king who hired many workers. There was one worker. He was very, very proficient in his work. He worked very, very hard, very diligently. He produced a lot in the hours that he worked. And the king noticed that. What did the king do? He took him and he put him into his workplace. And he took him on a place where there was a retailer who walked with him long paths and small paths. In the evening, the day laborers came to get paid. The king gave this worker a full pay for the day, like these workers who worked all day. The laborers were upset. They were jealous. They said, "What is going on over there?" They complained to the king. "Well, we worked hard, and we worked all day. We get paid. Why is he getting paid with us? He didn't do anu yagatu kolam. We worked all day. We struggled. This guy only worked 2 hours. He strolled the rest of the day. He was matayel. He was just strolling in the gan. As Laskar Ayman, he gave him his full pay. Amalek King says, your guys, other state shows, Yosef, this one worked so hard, and in 2 hours he produced more, Mashlokatim gives him Goliath, more than you did all day. Kak Yoga Rabbi Mentor, Lesim Shmona Shona, he only lived 28 years, yet he learned in those 28 years, Mashain Talmud Vasig Yokalum of Meyashana. But a Talmud can learn more than the entire day. Mabetsa, he lived 100 years. He lived an entire Meyashana. So in other words, what he's saying is that the king took him in a small path. I mean, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took him in his lifetime, and he strolled in learning different paths of Torah, in Chokmas HaNister, in Chokmas HaNigla, in Halacha, in Torah. He did everything. He produced a lot in that period of time, and mainly toiled more and worked harder more than that was accomplished your entire life. And therefore, therefore you see that he could have been able to be Zoicha for even more. The Mefarshim here bring down, if you look at the Mefarshim, the way some of them explain, the Pnei Moshe explains, that it's that he accomplished in his life more, but more than he accomplished later, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu took him in. What does he mean? He strolled him into places where he was able to grow. How was he able to grow? He was able to grow even later, even after he left this world, he was still able to grow, to accomplish much. He learned so much even afterwards. HaKadosh Baruch Hu teaches him even in the next world, he was able to be able to learn so much more Torah, to accomplish as much as someone who lived in this world 100 years was able to accomplish even more than many others. So you see that again. The Gemara brings down a number of different reasons. People died young because we just said before the mice before that it could have a person takes away when he's young so that he doesn't sin when he gets older. Another because it goes ahead and he accomplishes so much more. HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes away as a punishment to Klal Yisrael. Another way HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes ahead that a tzaddik can accomplish even more than those who even 100 because HaKadosh Baruch Hu teaches them Torah even in later life, even when he's in the next world, he's able to learn so much more Torah and HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives him that opportunity. Gemara has another hespit for Amarakatamara Simon Ben Mazam, hespit for Simon Ben Avzan who died young. Although the above to relate, Ablaya came to go and give him a hespit. He said there are four things, there are four precious things in this world that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that you can go ahead if something is missing, then you can if it's missing, you could go ahead, you could fill it in, you could go ahead and it could be mamala. Kula remember Yeshem Zaklifin. If all of them, if they take away from this world, they leave them, they're lost, you could go ahead and be mamakalim. You could change it for something else. If there's a place if silver gets lost, there's a place where it could be, where you could replace it. And the same thing with gold. Barza, you could go take from the ground and even stones you could take from copper, you could take from the stones. If they get lost, you could change them. They know that these things are precious metals, these four metals, yet if they get removed, if they're destroyed, you can go ahead and replace them. Masha ain't gain, Tamakokam Shemes, Tamakokam dies, maybe look, so who's going to go replace it? Who's going to replace his substitute for him? And his wisdom, where is it be found? You can never replace that wisdom. It's hidden from all Kai. Nobody else can replace that what that person did. In other words, all other things, silver, gold, copper, stone, all the precious things in the world, you could go ahead and work hard and you could go ahead and replace it. The Talmid Chacham, his Torah can never be replaced. He can have many other Talmidei Chachamim, but his unique Torah, his unique contribution to this world will never be able to replace, will never be able to be fulfilled. And the will be replaced because it's unique. His Torah is unique. And even though another Talmid Chacham has his own Torah, that is miyuchad, that is something that can never be replaced later by somebody else being coming in. It's enough of the loss of a Talmid Chacham. That was the hesped that was given, that this it'd be no chalipin, there's no replacement for the loss of this Talmid Chacham. Gemara gives another hesped for another Talmid Chacham. Amar Ablevi, Ma'amath Yosef Yosef Amatzah Matzia Yotza. Another hesped he gave was that when Yosef's brothers, when they found Matzah Matzia, when they found in there, when Yosef went ahead, these parshios, and he hid his brother in the sacks of those of Yosef. They found that he replaced their money. So Matziah Matzah, they found it. Yatzalim, their hearts sank. They were
They were afraid that something was being set up over here, that this king of Mitzrayim, the viceroy of Mitzrayim, is setting us up. So when they found it, they were Yatzalibam. However, but at least they got something. In other words, when the brothers, their harm in the pasuk, this was the hesped he gave. When the brothers went and they found their money back in their sacks, they were Yatzalibam. Their hearts were troubled, because they knew that they were being set up. At the same time, they got their money back. At least they got something from it. There was a gain. However, the loss of Rav Simon Bar Zavid, we heard about his patira, his passing. It was nothing. It was no gain. It was only loss. It was only there was nothing gained for us. Everything was a loss. And this was the hesped on that. No benefit, only loss. There was nothing else here that we were able to go claim that we benefited from it. We benefited nothing from it. So the Gemara says, the God another has. God the Gemara died. Gemara says, so the Gemara says, if this was Levi, Rabbi Levi Basisi was the famous Talmud of Rebbe, who was quoted throughout Shas, the famous Levi. I love the Shmuel B'Yevdalei, when the father of Shmuel came and gave a hespin on Levi, and he died young. Gemara says, quote a pasuk into El, Kohel is the famous pasuk at the end of Kohel, Softa Vakal Nishma. At the end, everything is Nishma, everything is heard, everything HaKadosh Baruch Hu hears, as Aklem Yarei. What is the pasuk telling us? What does Levi compare it to? He had a kerem, he had a vineyard. He had 100 gefanim in there. And every year, each of these gefanim produced me'ach kavi shel yayin, produced 100 barrels of wine. I said after that, part of the vineyard was destroyed, and after that, there are only 50 vineyards left. And still was able to produce 100 barrels of wine. Eventually it got destroyed even more. And then there was Amar al-Boyim. There were 40 vines left. 40 vines left in the vineyard. Still produced 100 chavis. Amar al-Shoshim, there were 30 left. He still produced 100. Amar al-Esri, there were 20 left. They still produced. Amar al-Esed, there were 10 vines left. And still produced 100 chavis al yayin. Amen Alakas, there was only one vine left. They still produced 100 chavish ayayin. There was 100. I say, Geffen, chaviv alok kalakarim, kulu. And that one vine was chaviv like the whole vineyard, because it produced the same as 100 vines when the whole vineyard was full. Kachay Rabbi Alevi Basisi chaviv lakash baruchu kaladam. Levi Basisi was one person, yet his was covered to HaKadosh Baruch Hu like the entire Adam, all of humanity. How did the Ksiv? Gizek Kol Adam. He was the whole of man. Gizek Kol Adam, like the whole purpose. In other words, when the whole world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the whole world, and there were many, many Tamini Chachamim, and yet it was covered to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This person, Kol Adam, this person, this Levi, was equal to all of what he called. And Marcy Yerushalmi and Yevamos tells us that Yohanasi had a test and give us a person who has all the milas, who is a Shefet, who is a Gabba, who is a Rebbe, who is a Mlamet Dinokos, who is everybody. We need somebody who could teach us to service the entire community. And Marcy says, you told him to get Levi, because he's someone who could do everything. He shuckled to me. Rebbe said he gave an edus on his Talmud Rebbe, the Levi, that he was shukah to everybody, to himself. So you see that it was somebody special, and it was somebody so special, and the equal to him, and therefore it was equal to the entire humanity when Levi died. Murray continues discussing other Talmid Chachamim that died, Murray that died in their prime, and the loss that it was. And then there's a few other stories. Kana havi olam sagin katsalikachi. Here, you can't just learn the Gemara. There's a whole backstory here. And this is what the Haredim brings down the Gemara, exactly what took place before this. We're kind of coming into the middle of a story. And this was the Gemara discusses Kahana, this famous story about Kahana. But the story won't make any sense until you get the backstory. Because the verse says, "Avi Adon Musagin Katsalikacha." When Kahana came up as a young man to Eretz Yisrael, the verse says, "Kamtin Chad Bapakin." There was a certain person who was a Bapakin, who was a chutzpenik, who was a blial, who was a person of very, very dubious character. And what did he do? He went ahead and he mocked Rav Kahana, and he said to him, "Amle Makol B'Shemaya, what's doing in the heavens? What's the news heavens? Why would he ask him such a question?" So this is based upon the Gemara in Rabbi Basra, in Rabbi Kama, in a Perek HaKos Basra. The Rebbe Moshe brings down the story of that was there. He was a very young person, came up to Eretz Yisrael. And what happened to him? That he went ahead, they made fun of him. He was a person who was really had Tchias HaMesim. And then what was the Tchias HaMesim? So the Gemara discusses the story. And the Rebbe Moshe brings down a little bit about Barichas. We have to go back to look at the Gemara and more about Barichas. The Gemara brings down in Baba Kama that what happened was that he was a young person. And he came up and he was sitting in the Talmud of Rav. And one day a person came and sitting in front of Rav and was a threat against another Jew. So Rav Kahana went ahead and cursed him and he died. And when he died, so his Rebbe told them the Greeks were looking to punish him. So Rav told Kahana, go up to Eretz Yisrael and go to learn by Rav Yochanan. But he made a condition with him. You go to Rav Yochanan for 7 years, you cannot ask him any questions on his shiurim. What was the reason for that? Again, the Gemara explains because Rav felt that Kahana was mechuyav misa because he would paskin the shayla in front of his Rebbe. But this came up, Rebbe was sitting there. Instead of Kahana paskin on this person, that this person should die because he was threatening another Jew. And Lamaisa is mechuyav misa v'deshan mayim because he paskin in front of his Rebbe. So Kahana wanted to make sure that he gets punished instead of HaKadosh Baruch Hu being punishing him, he gave him a different punishment. Go to Eretz Yisrael, sit by Rav Yochanan, and you will not be able to go ahead and ask any questions for 7 years. And that would be the punishment for Rav Kahana instead of that he was paskin in front of his Rebbe, instead of being chuyav misa v'deshan mayim. The Gemara says he was sitting there, and Reish Lakish was saying over the shiur of Rav Yochanan. Rav Yochanan was much older, and when he said over, Rav Kahana asked him many, many questions. Reish Lakish couldn't answer his questions, or he answered all of Reish Lakish's questions, and he asked questions on Reish Lakish, on the shiur. So Reish Lakish saw this, he ran to Rav Yochanan and told him what happened, that the Talmud, the great, brilliant Talmud Chacham came up from Bavel, young Talmud Chacham. So he told Rav Yochanan said, Ari Yolam Bavel, and go and put him in the front row, that he should go ahead, Mechabit him, he's such a Talmud Chacham. However, when he came to the shiur, Rav Yochanan gave the shiur, and Rav Kahana didn't ask any questions. He sat there quietly, which means like a Sima, he didn't understand the shiur. So Yochanan was very disappointed. This is the person he told me, Ari Yolam Bavel. So he went ahead and he put him in the back row, demoted him to the back. Rav Kahana, when he saw that, kind of felt that this was the 7 years that I was supposed to not ask a question, I was punished, degraded, and put into the back in the seventh row, that was enough of my punishment. So he went ahead and he asked Rav Yochanan to repeat the shiur. Rav Yochanan repeated the shiur. Rav Kahana asked him many, many questions and slugged up the shiur. Rav Yochanan saw that, he went ahead and he removed from under him, he was sitting on seven rugs, and he told him to remove one each question he asked that he couldn't answer. He removed one until finally Rav Yochanan was sitting directly in front of Rav Kahana, instead of a Rebbe sitting higher up. He removed all of the things, he was sitting directly against him. Rav Yochanan looked at Rav Kahana and he saw that his lips were split and he thought that he was making fun of him, he was mocking him. So he was smirking at him. So Rav Yochanan was upset. Rav Yochanan went ahead and looked at him, and he died. Rav Kahana died. And it says, really, later on, Rav Yochanan said to the Chacham, did you see that young Babylonian, Mibavel, how he mocked me? And he told me, you made a mistake, Rav Yochanan. He wasn't mocking you. This is how he looks. He has this look in his lip is split. That's the way he looks. That's the way he smiles. It's not, he wasn't mocking you. And he saw that, he felt very bad. Rav Yochanan went to the cave where Rav Yochanan was buried. And there was a nakash there, and protecting his Rav Kahana. And he went and he alpines, he davened for him, and the serpent moved away. And Rav Kahana had tchias hamesim. And when he came, they saw them, and he apologized to him for what happened. So when he said to him, I'm not going to come out because now I'm going to go back, and then you're going to come back, and now every time I come, you're going to get angry at me, and I'm going to die again. So therefore, he made a promise to him that he will live and he won't die. And be able to live continuously. He won't, nothing will happen to him. And so therefore, he had tchias hamesim. So now that he was here, and he came back, and now this person saw him, so the person mocked him, he just knew a backstory. And he said to him, what's doing Kashmaya? What's going on? What's news in Shemaya? Because he was mocking him that he was they had tchias hamesim. So Gemara says, Amalev kind of saw that, so he got angry at him. So Gazadine velokav mechtam. So we saw that a person, he went ahead and he was mocked him. So he made a gzeira
And that person, that person died. In other words, he said to him, they said to him, I heard in Shemayim, there's a gezeirah din against you. And that mechtam, it's sealed. So Kavi Mesa, the person went ahead and he died. Another person came and said the same thing to him. What's doing in Shemayim? Machtam again. I'm like, gezeirah din, I heard in Shemayim, a gezeirah din, you're going to die. That person's going to die, which means you're going to die. Kavi Arasi, he died again. So Amma Masilka's Maske, what did I come back here for in this world? In order to go ahead, I came back to learn and do Torah and mitzvahs. And Echanti, instead I'm going ahead and I keep on sitting. I'm killing people. I'm causing people to die. So Mikdalei Malakas, I came up to kill people and I destroyed. I'll go back to where I came from. I'll go back to Bavel. Also, the Kami Rav Yochanan came in front of the great Rav Yochanan. Amalei said to Rav Kana, he asked me a question. Rav Kana said to him, Bar Nashti Imam Mislasvile. A person goes ahead in his home and his mother makes fun of him. But Asti Avu Mikule, but his wife of his father machabed him. Where should he go? Where should he live? Should he live in the, by his mother who makes fun of him? Or should he go to his father's house where his father's wife treats him nicely, his stepmother? Now, what does that mean? In other words, he was giving Eskim B'derek Remes. He was saying that, should I go back to my mother? Where I stay, where my mother in Eretz Yisrael, which is, or should I go back to, where it comes from, where Eretz Yisrael is the mother, but the mother makes fun. I have trouble here. Or should I go back to a father's wife, which is a stepmother in Bavel, with you, I'm treated with respect. So where should I go? That was the question that he asked of Yochanan. He asked him with Derek Remes. So Gemara says, when Yochanan answered him, it's a lay mukri brother. Go back where you have machabed. You go back to a person where they respect you. It's better to go, stay away from your mother, because go ahead, if you go and you do that, you'll be maybe over. Your mother makes fun of you, you'll be over, violate Kibbutz Eid, because you're going to respond. So better you go to your stepmother, where she goes ahead and she treats you properly, and therefore, it's better there, and you'll be able to treat it honorably. The person's supposed to be treated respectfully, honorably. You go back there, that's where you should go to. In other words, go back to Bavel. Without knowing what he was telling him, he said, go back to Bavel. So Mura says, when he heard that, he went back to Bavel. So Yochanan came to Rav Yochanan. Where is Rav Yochanan? They told him Rav Yochanan left. He loved Rav Kahana the Shear. How come Rav Kahana is not at the Shear? Where is he? So he said he went back to Bavel. Nochus Kahana Bavel. Kahana went back to Bavel. So Rav Yochanan got upset. My obviously made a little mess of shoes. I got to go back without asking. I'm his Rebbe. I got to go back without telling me. But I'm asking me. So Amalei, he did tell you. He spoke to you. I mean, not less Rishus a day. He was asking you Rishus, and there was a way he's told you when you gave him. He told him to go back to where he's honored. So he told him to go back. That's what he meant. That he followed your advice. And he went back there to Israel based on what you told him. Based on what you told him. You didn't want to tell him he's going to, you didn't want to directly ask him because he wanted to go back. He didn't want to disrespect Rabbi Yochanan. So therefore, he asked the Meshus in such a way that they went back and they went back there to Israel. So therefore, this is how he went back, and this is how Rav Yochanan, how he left, and why Rav Kahana was the famed Rav Kahana who was in Bavel at Tchias HaMesim in Eretz Israel, and then went back to his Rebbe. Okay, so the Gemara says so what happened was another story about a Talmud Chacham also came to Eretz Israel. And he was mocked, and Eretz Yisrael, he was mocked, he was made fun of. Zero Kal Gazal Azam. Zero came to Eretz Yisrael, I was like, his dam. He went to go ahead and to be make his dam. He went to take the blood. Now, why? Because he wanted to have some meat and to drink wine. And it was health of a person who drinks wine and meat. They should have your blood let that day. That was the derech. So, what did he do? He went to go ahead to buy meat. He went to go buy meat. So what did he went to go buy meat? So what did he do? He went to buy a liter's worth of meat from the butcher. We'll see later that was a little bit not the right way. In Israel, they didn't buy that at that. He used to buy a dinner's worth. They didn't buy that much. But he went to ask the butcher, how much is a liter's worth of meat? How much meat for this liter? So Gemara says, the butcher said to him, it goes for 50 denarim and one kursum. A kursum is explained. First, I'll explain. Kursum is the kadmos v'hakko akas. The kadmos says in one patch. you would take 50 dinarim and to get hit one time. That was the response. That's what he told them. Mechamishi dinarim v'chad kursim u'maka akas b'barzel nikar kursim, says the Pnei Moshe. Quotes the Aruch, it's getting smacked with a metal rod. That was what they did. So the Gemara says, what happened? The Gemara says, this is what the butcher told him is what you get. So Amalei said, I don't want this. Avdei Shitzer, give me 60 without the potch, without the getting hit. But the butcher would not accept it. So Avdei Shishim, give me 70 without the potch. He wouldn't take it either. So Avdei Shmon himself, Letishim, Adamatame, he went up to 100 without the potch. The butcher would not accept it. He said, no, you have to get a potch. You have to get smacked with this metal rod. Amalev Zer told him, okay, so do as your minig is. Thought that was the minig over there. Give me 50. Let's go back to 50 and give me a smack. Give me a potch. So he said, okay. So he Ram Shekham Shalik Vatu. So that's what he did. And he took the meat. Ram Shekham Shalik Vatu. And Zer came to the base of Medrash. Later he came to the base of Medrash. So Amalev said to the Chachomim, Rabbonin, my bish minagin halacha. What kind of minig? What a terrible minig do you have over here? It's a terrible minig. You should go change that minig. So Mar says, what do you mean? What's the minig? What was the minig you talking about? But in my business, what kind of terrible customer? You have to go away. You can't buy a liter of meat without getting a mako, not getting potch from the butcher. So Amalei said to him, Maudin, who was the one who told you this is such a ridiculous thing? So Amalei and Rav Zeir said to him, Palak Tapka, that butcher, that particular butcher was the one who told me. So Mar says, Shulchan Lady sent to Bezdin to go get him. Boy Masi, go bring him here. He wanted to punish him to see if that's not what he did. To see if he did it, they're going to be punished. What a terrible thing he did. That was not the. He took advantage of Zera. That's not what's done over here. So Gemara says, V'ashkon arune nafke. When they came to go get him, they found his arun, his misa, his mita. They found him that he was being, his coffin was being taken out. He was taken out of the house. Armalei, the rabbi said to Rav Zeira, Rebbe, Kol Achon, did you have to be angry? Atzimen, you're such a akpada that you should go ahead, that Abish should kill him? He should be killed by Bidei Shemayim? In other words, you went ahead and you were so angry at him of what he did to you. You're such a akpada, the Kolkakosle, that you managed that he caused Misa, because you're a Yid Tamakalkam. The Abish saw that how much you were upset, that you were angry at him, that they deserve to be put to death. So Amalei Rav Zeira said to them, Yoyis Lei Delo Koyis Lei. I'm telling you that you should know that I wasn't Akpada. I wasn't angry at him. In other words, I wasn't angry to this extent that he should die. But care. Yoyis Lei Koyis Lei. And Mara says, I thought me suffered. The minhag suffered like it. I thought this was the minig over there. I wasn't angry at him because I thought this was the minig amakom. If I knew this wasn't a minig amakom, it was just him, of course I'd be angry at him. But Lamaisa, I thought this was the minig amakom. And Mamela, I'm accepting this. I accepted the minhag. I just was telling you that the minhag should be changed. That the minhag is inappropriate. So when I came and I told you in the Beis Medrash, I wasn't angry at him. I thought that this was the minhag. And if I was telling you it's a minhag roi, it should take the minhag should be changed. It's not what I envisioned. But I never. This wasn't my intention. It wasn't me. He died because of his because he deserved to die because of his he had averus. He died. But nothing to do with me, because I never cursed him. It wasn't me. It was because he deserved to die. In other words, so the Maisa said that so again, why did he do this? So the Rashi Slora explains, because the Tevach was a poor person, and he should have asked him, the Latroy should have asked him, give me a dinner basa. But you told him in such a way he felt disrespected, the butcher, because he was a poor person, he needed to buy more, needed to make more money. And because he asked in such a way, so therefore that's why he had akpad, that's why he did that, but it really was not the minhag, and he was punished for the disrespect, the way he treated him, the way he treated Talmud Chacham. Gemara has one more ma'isa. Gemara says, Rav Yasa, God, Salik Lacha Nazal Saper. Rav Yasa came to Eretz Yisrael, and he went to get a haircut. So Gemara says again, he went to get a haircut. Why? Because he came to Eretz Yisrael, and he wanted to the stop at Daita Lichot B'Michot Shel Tveria. He wanted to go and bathe and get a haircut in honor of coming to Eretz Yisrael. The Chavadim says he traveled a long derech and he wanted to get a haircut and wash himself.
Others say he did that because he wanted to cover the Eretz Yisrael. He wanted to cover the Eretz Yisrael. So Gemara says, what happened? Gemara says that the so when he came, boy, the miske on the mezuzah of the Tveria, he wanted to go and wash himself in the hot springs of Tveria. So Gemara says, Paga Bechad lead son, a jokester, a guy who was a mechutzav, came. He saw him. He saw that he was coming. He didn't know what he was. And he wanted to make fun of him. So Gemara says, he said to him, Paga Bechad lead son. He asked him, Mayav le purkel lechad. So no, what did he do? He said to him, you know, you're going to straighten out. You're going to the thing, lechazik ibrocha, to go. You need to chamei tveria to go and straighten out your limbs. It's good for the refuah. So he went and he made fun of him. Says the charedim, ha to holy, you're going lechazik ibrocha. You're going to go ahead and straighten your limbs out. Be kol makal ta'ariv. He gave him a smack on the neck. In other words, I'm a chazik for you. You're going to mechazik your thing. It's still not, I'll go and I'll give you and I'll straighten you out. And he gave him a zetz in the back on his neck to go ahead. To it should be considered that he was, I'm helping you out. He made a joke. He mocked him. So the Gemara says that what happened? The Gemara says that the Amalei says the joke was said to him, Ad kedonunke du gavran rafya. He said to him, well, now that person you still have, in other words, you better go to the Chamei Tveria because you're still, your neck is still soft. Your neck is still not, you know, you're disrespect. You're still not. You need to go to the Chamei Tveria to go straight now. So he walked away laughing from him. He made fun of him. At the same time, there was an akona. There was a judge, Shefet the ear, Yoshe Bishuk, says the Chavetim. He was a Shefet of the city that was judging a case. Don't listen to me. He's judging a robber, a person who was a listing. And this person was laughing, went to stopped and saw this being judged, stopped to watch the case. So meanwhile, he was laughing to himself still because he made what he did, a joke he pulled at him, but he smacked this person in the back. Amalei Achoina. So Gemara says, there's Achoina, the judge said to him, mind the wimach. So he told him, you confessed to the crime, who was with you? Who would you do this? Who were you robbing? When you went to rob, who did you steal with? Who was your accomplice? Toleinoi, the person, while he was getting beaten, this robber lifted his eyes. But Chamelikayach, he saw this jokester, the soak was sitting still laughing. He was still laughing because he was still smiling at what he did to that other person. But what happened? Amalei, the robber, thought, just said to him, "How ganka am I? This guy was laughing. He was the guy that was with me. Why? Because he saw him laughing. He thought he was making fun of him. So he said to him, he's the guy. He pointed the fingers at him. The judge went and took the joker. He went and he dined on him. He got the jokester to admit, to confess that he killed somebody, that he killed one person. So both of them were being taken out to be hung. Gemara says, they were taken out by Tavayu. They're both taken out. Gemara says, Tinun Tati Shayan. Both are wearing two sets of metal, iron things around their neck. I mean, the Ovid Rav Yossi Maske, when the guy with us was coming out of the bathhouse, and he passed this guy, he went ahead and did this thing before. Some later jokes are said to him, that neck was truly soft, my neck. In other words, Freshenatza is already being tied by this metal thing. In other words, you see what I did to you, I made fun of you when I hit you. Look how Kosh Baruch Hu so quickly is punishing me that I'm wearing this thing around my neck. I'm going to be being taken out to be put to death. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was avenging what I did to you. So Leviasa Bishkada the Gavra. He said to him, how bad fortune do you have, this mazel. In other words, it's not because of me. I was merkel you. Me, I didn't take it seriously. When you did that, I was merkel. I didn't have any akpadis against you. So because you're a letzonis, because you're a late son, that's why you were punished. Why? Because the Pasuk says a person who's a late son gets punished. Look, simply, it isn't written in the Pasuk. The Pasuk gets written in Yeshaya Navi. Don't go speak to be elates. Don't speak cynically. But because you'll be restrained. You'll be punished. You'll be tied around your neck. That's the Navi says that's a punishment for a person who's a letz. So you see, that's why you didn't get it because of what you did to me, not because of my brothers. I'm not mocked, but you did it because you're a letz, and that's a punishment for letz. Says the Gemara. Kosher Leitzanus is so difficult, so kosher, she tehilasi yisurin, because the beginning is affliction, the safe and clear, the end There's going to be destruction. It'll be destroyed. He loves the Yisurin Ksiv. He loves it because it says in the Pasik, Hatoi Teloisu Ben Yachsum Masur Seichem. The Pasik in Yeshayah that says, in the beginning and now, you disloise and you mockers, you'll be held up. You'll be held up. You'll be taken. Your punishment will grow. Specifically, you'll be destroyed. Kikola Nichretza Shemati Me'es Elokim Tzavakos Elokal Eretz. The total destruction, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, for you people that mock, you make fun of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you make fun of the Nevi'im, the final punishment will be, you will be put to death. So this person is a much of this person who was carried out, who made fun, who mocked him and hit him on the neck as a way of making fun. At the end, he was taken out, Kaliyah, not because of what he did, but because of the fact that he was late. Litzanus was the reason why, at the end, he was put to death. We'll continue from the Mishnah tomorrow.